snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
Happy Wednesday morning. Welcome back to News Radio KMAN. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. First half hour, we had USD 383 school board member David Colburn and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. A little bit later in the day, we'll try and have that on our website at News Radio KMAN and on the on-demand tab on the In Focus section. You can listen to that yesterday, last week, as long as we've been archiving them. But right now, I'm here with Manhattan Area Technical College president Jim Jeanette. And Jim, good morning. Anything earth-shattering? Probably a little quieter.
It's quiet. The last finals were yesterday. We had commencement Saturday and nurses pinning. Good stuff, good celebrations. State Representative Tom Phillips was our commencement speaker. That was good. He enjoyed seeing. We had a very full house. We do it at the Grand Ballroom up at K-State in the Union. And we just about had everything packed. So that's pretty cool. People don't realize how many family and friends turn out when our students graduate. You know, yeah, it's everybody at the college is more in the holiday spirit than I am. I'm grumpy. I'm the Grinch, you know.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but they've decorated nice. They do a lot of cool things. It's one of the things I was going to share with you. We got some people that do things that it's almost behind the scenes that they don't get credit for. So, for instance, we have a guy in our teaching learning center named Darren Ortega, and he does testing. He does tutoring. He's been real involved with our Title III grant we have that's remade that area in the services of the college to help students do better. And one of the things he's helped put in place is an online tutoring called Brain Fuse, which I probably needed when I was in college. And then he's also, we have other students as peer tutors that help students one-on-one or in small groups. And people think, well, you know, tech college, what kind of things do you do like that? Well, we do a lot of that kind of tutoring, a lot of support services to help students out. I saw one of our nursing students the other day in our commons, and he's pulling this big cooler. And I'm kind of like, okay, we're having a party, I guess, down the hall. And no, he sat in the commons, he opened up the cooler, and it's what he used for his book bag. And it was full of course, nursing, you have a lot of textbooks. I think you have everything under the sun. And I said, well, that's a pretty special book bag. And he says, well, I figure after I graduate, it'll convert to the original use. And I said, yeah, you can kind of celebrate after you graduate. But it's things like that that people don't necessarily see at our college, the things where the students, how hard they do study, the things they demonstrate, the skills they show, getting help in our TLC from one of the tutors, from Darren. They'll work with Dan Kirkpatrick on some things if they're having personal issues, perhaps. Our advisors, Suzanne and Lana, helping them enroll for the next semester, keeping them on track to graduate. Our faculty working with the students, not just about the skills, but setting them up with internships, on-the-job experience, connections for employment, teaching employability skills that the employers are looking for. You know, do you show up to class on time? In auto tech, auto collision, our students wear shop shirts. I mean, it's run like a shop. And so a lot of people, until they take a tour, until they really see what we're doing, they don't realize how we approach teaching the students. And it's much more in-depth than people would realize. They think, yeah, you're just teaching so-and-so how to change oil. No, we're teaching them how to use the car computer to analyze the data to figure out what's wrong and how do you fix it. So a lot of technical things that people often don't realize.
Yeah, we wish it was as simple as that with cars today, right? Yeah. That all you had to worry about was changing oil and that's it?
Right.
And not so much.
That way. We have some people coming in from Train, the HVAC company, in January to talk to all of our folks about data analytics because it's multidisciplinary. Whether it's your utilities, your car, your home heating system, cooling system, so much of it anymore is what does the computer, what does the data tell you about how well it's working? Is there a problem? And so we're moving more and more into that. We'll be putting in a lab. Hopefully during the spring semester, on building automation systems. Because, again, that's what's driving not just commercial, but it's more and more residential. And so we have opportunities to teach our HVAC students, some of our other students, you know, how do you work with those programs, with those devices, and possibly even on our information networking technology side, again, how do you work with those devices, probably even get into programming those devices. So more and more things get more and more technical, and we are a public accredited tech college, and we have to keep up on those things.
Very, very true. And you talk about the technical side of it, and you know everybody talks about, and it seems like it's really coming from a place of fear most of the time, this fear of automation, this fear of technology taking over everything. But I usually tell people, though, that, well, somebody has to manage that stuff.
They have to manage it. It's more efficient. You know, until you dive into it, you do have that paranoia. When you get involved in it and you see the ways it can change your life, it can save you money, it saves resources, it helps you. Like in my case, I have a special needs child, so how can I keep her part of our house warmer or cooler as need be versus the rest of us? So again, yeah, the automation can be scary until you learn how to use it, how to manage it. For the most part, it's a better opportunity for us to use resources, be comfortable, be safer, be more secure.
I guess I was really talking about, as far as from a labor aspect, is that you need people in the workforce that knows how to program that stuff, and knows how to develop it. And,
right.
And I feel like that's what's missing in the fear of automation. It's like, yes, there is that, but you still need human bodies to program
right.
that stuff and work with it.
They have to program it. They have to manage it. And if something goes wrong, where do you fix it? The network may tell you you've got a boiler out. Well, you still have to have somebody that knows how to take care of the boiler. So it's more specialization in some senses. What I really see as I talk to the students, the employers, our teachers, it could be seen as specialization. It's actually more of seeing the big picture, that if I change this, what's the ripple effect? And that was not the case in the old days. You know, you'd go ahead and change something without realizing how it might affect the network. Well, everything's a network these days. So if I change this on this device, how does it change the rest of what's affected by that network?
High concept thinking would maybe be the descriptor of a lot of what MATC deals with.
More than people realize.
You know what? Let's go ahead and take, I believe this will be our last break of the hour. It would be. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.